You should do it. Leave us a voice message. It feels pretty nice, and you can do it through the Odyssey app. Just look for the little microphone icon, and that is how you make it happen. Steve Miggs, what is going on in there today?
Lots of voice messages, trying to catch up with the holidays and things along those lines. So let's start off with this one right here.
Back gang, and my wife and I were just wondering if Danny V did his traditional dance with Lily when he went back home. We saw the video on Instagram, and we're just curious if he was able to do that again. What a cool tradition.
I was.
Nice.
And
how'd it go?
I mean, it went great. She's just getting very big.
I know. I was smiling from ear to ear, and I'm like, Danny, we're going to have to get you a back brace in a couple of years, man. Because she's even with Tatum, man, yeah. I'm sure with Barrett, like at six, but now when I pick her up, I'm like, this isn't as light as it was like 4 months ago.
Yeah, well, and she was very proud that she is 67 pounds.
Six, seven. Oh,
yeah.
Stop.
Oh, no, I swear she was going around telling everyone that. But that being said, I pick her up and I'm like, whoo, this might be the last year that I can hold you and do the dance. We might need to. But I think she's like, Dad, you can pick me up. You're good.
You're so buff, Dad.
I was like, thanks, Lily.
The faith that she has in you.
I know, until I fall and break my head open next year.
I had it was a rather heavy conversation I was having with the dude from Terminex. They swung by our house. We were just BSing as we went through my crawl space. And then we're just talking about he has a kid that's six as well. And man, somebody told me that whole thing about like one day you're just never going to pick up your kid again. And I'm like, why are you saying this to me, man? I don't want to cry with you.
I love that you're randomly sobbing with the dude from Terminex. That's very nice.
He's an awesome guy. We're just talking about being bonding. Dads and having like how great it is during the holidays and all that. And then he brought up that point. I'm like, I've heard that before. And every time I hear it, it always stops me in my tracks.
Oh, I'm picking her up till she's 30, but it's going to be weird.
Too quick.
And I may fall, but
we're going to get you that thing where you have. It helps you pick up furniture.
Yeah.
And the one.
Lily,
and
get
the
on. Strapping her in. Let's go. All right, here's our next voice message through the Odyssey app.
Daily Mix crew, yesterday you were talking about the things that you got for Christmas, but I was wondering what you got your significant others.
Oh.
I got my husband, and I'm super excited to share this because he cannot stop talking about it. He's been using it nonstop. It's a brand new Lazy Boy. And this is in the...
I didn't know where we were going with this, but a Lazy Boy?
Sounds fantastic.
Sold.
And this is in the Lazy Boy that your dad once had. This thing is fully decked out. It's got USB charging ports on it. It's got a remote control so you can handle things that way. Built-in speakers, a subwoofer, LED lighting around the cup holders. And the best part, the chair heats up. Oh. I kind of want to get one for myself as well. But would you get your significant others?
And her husband has not left that chair since December 25th.
I want to come over and test it out.
Okay, now
try
I feel
before
like,
you buy.
I also feel like the lamest significant other. I got my wife a Kindle. Not nearly as cool as this. It has no lasers. It doesn't warm her up. I guess if she keeps it on long enough, it might warm her hands up.
You want to know something really stupid that I got, Brad?
Yes.
That is, this is so dumb, but we're like, he's really excited about it. Dude wipes?
Oh, I love dude wipes.
Dude wipes are very popular in the wrestling world.
Dude, they're insane.
Because sometimes you wrestle at a place where there's no shower, so you need something.
Yeah. They're fantastic. I kind of saw them, and I'm like, this might be kind of, you know, a fun little stocking stuffer thing or whatever. I'm a believer. These things are great. I'm using dude wipes now.
You need chick wipes.
Do they have chick wipes?
I have no idea. But did you get them anything else or just dude wipes?
Just a whole bunch. I mean, our trip to Mexico was our gift to each other this year. So we really didn't. It was very simple little things.
Danny, what about you for Linda?
God's heard nothing.
Nothing?
Zero.
Well, did you guys make that pact, like, we're not going to get anything for each other? And you actually stood by it?
Oh, yeah. We decided that a long time ago that, like, Christmas is just, we travel, and, you know, at that point, we're, like, getting family stuff, and we're just like, you know, we don't really need to get each other or anything. So we just didn't get any. We got ourselves tattoos.
That's nice.
Because she got her tattoo as well. She got a big old snake on her arm. And she was like, yeah, that's all I want. And I was like, all right, in.
Awesome.
Yeah.
We're boring. We don't even buy presents anymore.
Yeah. Well, we're at that point sometimes where it's just like, just get what you want and then give it to me and I'll wrap it.
That makes so much more sense than trying to figure it out, crack the code on your own.
Kindle was the only one where I was like, I'm going to take a chance with this, but I know like she loves to read and she does like a lot of stuff where she's like sitting around while Tatum's doing something. I'm like, at least she could kind of have a book on the go.
I love that.
Even though she's more of a fan of like actual books.
Sure.
Like, you know, the feel of a book. But
it's very convenient.
She was pleasantly, and I was happy. She was fired up about it.
Everybody wins.
Yeah. All right, should we check out another voice message? Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Let's go with this bad boy right here.
I know you guys have talked about doppelgangers before, but I'm almost certain that I saw Miss Daly at Earl's in Bellevue. It was her or someone who looks exactly like her. Love the show. Looking forward to hearing you guys on the air again.
Out of curiosity, I wonder, did she see me or hear me? Because I was with a gaggle of gals, and we were loud.
Was this your sorority girl hangout?
Yes. Oh, we always try to get together around the holidays.
Lord help all of Bellevue.
And we, I mean,
how many of there were you?
There were seven of us.
Okay.
And they were honestly trying to throw us out of Earl's.
Why?
During the Seahawks game. So we were in like the bar side, not the restaurant side. And we were being very loud and probably talking about very inappropriate subject matter at a high decibel. And
but that says a lot when you're at a football game.
I know.
At a bar where it's already really loud, that you might be too loud for that bar.
So the gals that were working in the front came to our table and said, you know, like, oh, hi, you know, you've extended past the 2-hour table limit. And, you know, we've given you up, you know, it's 2.5 hours now, but, you know, we need to get this table ready for the next group. And we were like, but we're in the bar. This isn't the restaurant. So then we brought our server over and asked him, shout out Skylar. Skylar was like, I got you, ladies. Don't worry. And we were able to stay till the end of the game. And we left a very nice tip because I think that we were being a little bit rambunctious.
Dear Penthouse, I never thought this would happen to me.
7 40-year-old psychopaths.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We got a text message. It's not a voice message, but I thought it'd be good to bring up because it was a Beat Migs first that happened yesterday. Someone just texted and said, did I miss the call back yesterday from the Beat Migs caller that got pulled over?
Yes.
So we put it up on our social media pages, but for those that didn't catch it, there was a moment yesterday during Beat Migs where a guy was playing, he beat me like 9-6 maybe, or
that would be nice.
Yeah. And then got pulled over by the cops while we were finishing up the game.
Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4 correct.
Oh my God.
And that is a loss. 9-4. Oh. Congratulations, Don.
Wow.
Don.
Hi, I'm getting pulled over right now.
Oh, sorry. No.
What, were you speeding?
Yeah. Okay, call us back.
No. Okay.
Oh, can we stay on the phone and listen to you talk to the police officer?
And you know what? You said
you hung up on him.
I did. He's going to the police.
You don't want to add like a talking on the mobile while you're driving.
But wait, we could say it's a police officer. He just won at Beat Migs. Tell him some slack.
Yeah, I was very disappointed that you guys were hanging up on him. But then he did call back.
So we got Don to call us back. And okay. He's on the phone right now.
Now, before we check with him, do you think he got a ticket or not?
I bet the cop went easy on him.
Okay, Danny, what do you think?
No, he definitely got a ticket.
Yeah, I'm with Danny.
I'm
thinking he got a ticket.
Don, you're in Bellingham this morning, and we are just waiting on pins and needles to hear the update to the story. Did you, in fact, get a ticket?
I did get a ticket.
Oh!
And what was the ticket for?
Speeding and speeding.
Also, you're playing Beat Migs and speeding? What's wrong with you, Don?
No, they didn't give me the phone part, but definitely got me for the speeding part.
Oh, no. How much was the ticket?
It was one. It's 150. He cut it in half. He said from 17 to 9 or whatever.
Well done. That's what you get for beating me at Beat Migs. This is about fair, right?
Yes.
The Daily Migs Show. Migs Show.